Along the riverbank, a bluish hue shines off the Herbert Glacier, dominating the horizon. It's near this wide spot in the Herbert River where mining claims begin. 2 decades ago, this area was covered in ice.
It's easier and cheaper, I think, to drill, you know, when you're not sitting on top of a moving glacier or a calving glacier.
That's Guy Archibald. He's the staff scientist for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a self-styled mine watchdog.
But what it's doing is the glacial retreat is exposing, you know, fresh rock that hasn't been seen by anybody. And some of that rock contains mineralization that, you know, could be economical to dig up and mine.
The U.S. Forest Service oversees drilling permits here. Minerals Program Manager Matthew Reese has measured aerial photos from past years.
The glaciers are seeded since the late 1990s on the order of about a quarter mile or so.
That's created opportunity and interest in the past decade. This summer, the Forest Service renewed permits for a new round of drilling.
It's simply an exploration project. Anything that would go further would require a significant amount of planning and environmental assessment.
The company is Grand Portage Resources of Vancouver, BC. It touts its Herbert Gold Project as one of Alaska's most promising prospects in what it describes as an underexplored area rich in gold quartz veins. Ian Klassen is the company's CEO.
We've been historically fairly active in the area, drilling an exploration target north of Juneau called the Herbert Gold Project.
The company reported past drilling tests yielded about 60 grams of gold per metric ton at a depth of about 8 meters. Klassen says that's a promising result.
In the past, we've only gone down about 600 feet. This year, we'll go a little bit deeper, down to almost testing 2,000 feet, as well as testing the eastern extensions of three of the most prolific veins that we've tested to date.
Developing a mine would require state and federal permits. It would also be subject to local review. But Juneau's local elected officials are considering eliminating that process. That troubles environmentalists like Guy Archibald.
Changing the mining ordinance will affect the city's ability to analyze and ask for additional protections on any potential Herbert Glacier mine.
But with the state fiscal crisis threatening public sector jobs, pro-mining boosters argue that Juneau needs to get back to its roots as a mining town.
Juneau has a reputation as an anti-mining town.
That's Jim Clark, former chief of staff for Governor Frank Murkowski, speaking in May. He and a group of well-connected businessmen convinced a majority on this Juneau Assembly that the city's mining law should be reexamined.
Part of fixing this ordinance is to repair that image statewide so that we'd appear to be open for business.
Juneau's mayor has since appointed a task force to take a hard look at the local mining ordinance. It's supposed to report back to the Assembly in November. Meanwhile, Grand Portage has a crew of 9 in Juneau. Its drillers rotate shifts as work continues 24/7. CEO Ian Klassen predicts that to continue.
We expect that this drill season will lead to future drill seasons, and as we add significantly through the assay lab results, we'll end up redoing a resource calculation, and the larger a deposit we get, the more interest you'd get from the investment community and from your peers.
The Canadian CEO's optimism isn't matched by environmentalists. Guy Archibald says a mine's environmental legacy almost always outlasts the operation.
I can't predict what this mine is going to look like, but the trick is the mining company, because of everything unique about this area and the complexity, they can't predict what impacts are going to be 200 years from now or even 50 years from now.
Core samples will indicate whether further exploration is economical, but the political and environmental considerations of restarting gold mining around the Herbert Glacier is another question entirely. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.